So my name is Ian. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 25th, and I'm speaking with my mom, who is here with me. I'm recording this interview in Greenbrae. And mom, I wanted to ask you, what was Thanksgiving like with Mimi, my grandmother, your mom?
Every year is always different because she would invite different people to come. There was the usual group, and then my older brother would invite people too. So we always had a big Thanksgiving, and everybody brought food, and it was really fun.
How was Uncle Terry at Thanksgiving?
Oh, he always would give a toast. He was very animated, should we say.
Animated,
so,
okay.
Yes, he liked to make jokes, and he always was kind of life of the party, and so was my mom. So the two of them were always standing up and bringing more dishes and talking to everyone and making toast, and it was fun, telling stories.
Was it an open house policy?
Yes, we had kind of what you'd call an open door policy.
Right, right.
The neighbors would just come walking in and say hi, then people would come and go. And it was always good. We always had an open door at our house. Yeah.
But how is Thanksgiving now compared to back then? Any big differences?
Now?
Yeah.
With Uncle Terry?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, now it's different because everyone has kids, and
right.
My brother, as you know, has 4 kids, and now they're all in their 20s, and the oldest is married. So now we have Kyle, who's joined the family, and my other nieces now have boyfriends, and it's very different now.
Okay. And
yeah. And we don't have that house anymore.
Right.
The house I grew up in, we sold it. So.
And how has your favorite dish changed over the years for Thanksgiving?
Oh, my favorite dish growing up, it sounds like a dessert, because it was yams with little tiny marshmallows baked on top.
Who came up with the idea?
Mimi always did. I mean,
how'd she come
but
up
I think
with that?
Maybe from her grandma. I think it was kind of a staple back then. They all cooked that one. They also did a green bean dish with French onion soup and these onions on top. Yeah.
Was she into the holidays?
Yes, because she loved to have people over.
Right, she was an entertainer.
Yes, yes. And she loved people to bring dishes of food because she didn't like to cook so much.
She didn't cook? She just hosted?
Well, no, she would cook her standard dishes, but she didn't like it so much. She would much rather be out talking to everyone and serving other people's dishes. She didn't like to be in the kitchen
cooking so much. So she would serve the other stuff.
Yes, yes. And she also did not like to clean up, and that was my job, was to clean up all the dishes, and I had to do the dishwasher, and of course I would let it go also to the next day. So.
Right. Did Uncle Terry help?
No.
You didn't help with the dishwasher?
No.
Why not?
He was talking to everyone.
What?
Yeah. No, he didn't really help much. But I wasn't very, I wasn't like them, where I wasn't outgoing like them, so I liked to kind of hide in the kitchen.
You didn't help entertain the guests, or did,
no,
she,
I did not.
She do that by herself?
They both did it on their own. I didn't like to do that. I preferred to go watch TV downstairs and hide.
Were the Thanksgiving parties super long?
Yes.
When they start?
Yes. I don't remember, but I remember it was in the afternoon, and it would definitely go through the evening at night.
How late at night?
Well, it was different groups of people that would come.
Oh, okay, so you have some people come at
some
three
people,
to
the,
four.
Yeah,
then,
people would come by for a cocktail and some appetizers and say hi, then they would leave to go to their dinner. Then we'd have our sit-down dinner, and then other people would come after their dinners and have dessert, and yeah, it was...
It's a very her thing to do.
Yes.
She would definitely do that.
Yes. Yeah. So that's about it.
But one more thing about Mimi, because I know she would love to entertain. Was she ever into, did she ever give gifts?
At Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
No.
No? She never?
No. No. She would have people take home leftovers.
And they take over their props so she
didn't have to clean. So she didn't have to deal with it. She would have them take their food. Yeah. And also because she didn't want all the food around the next day. So she would make plates for people to take home.
Well, that's actually sweet.
Yeah. She would make a plate full of food if someone didn't make it and tell them to take it home or have it for the next day. And I remember always the saran wrap. Like she'd pull it, she'd pull it really tight around the plate, but she would give them a, so she would take like 3 paper plates to make it stronger. But oh, she put God. So much food on there that the paper plate, you felt like it was just gonna kind of fall apart.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, okay. She was a character.
Yeah. Definitely was. All right, awesome.